Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hi everyone, I'm Simone, and today I'm sitting next to, at HubPages headquarters, Pia Chatterjee, who is... Actually, well, you have written a novel, and you are about to maybe embark on a little bit more writing. So she knows what it's like to be a writer, a very serious one. And we want to talk about meeting other writers. In fact, Pia is one of the few dedicated writers that I really know. And sometimes I wonder, where do you find these people? Because it seems to me that writers can be very reclusive people.
Yeah, and the craft itself is very solitary. Very often... you hold up in your house or maybe a cafe if that's the way you're inclined, but with your laptop, and all day long you interact only with words. And if you're an online writer, you interact with other writers, but via email and chat or other online means. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just want to meet another real flesh and blood writer and talk face to face rather than just write like typing online. And the other thing that happens to me is because I write all day long, both in my job and as a writer, I get very tired of writing, and my wrists get very tired and my wrists get very painful. So yikes. I don't want to write anymore. Whereas I haven't used my voice all day, so I'm like very happy to have a conversation. So yes, I think it's very important as a writer to sometimes get out of your home and away from your laptop and try to take on a little bit more of a social interaction in a face-to-face way.
And it makes a difference too. I mean, you can get a lot of comments on your work on a blog or on HubPages or elsewhere online, but you might not know how genuine they are, or if people really, really read what you were saying, or you might not see the tiny facial expressions that people have when they're giving those comments, because "I really liked your book" could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah, I agree. So when I was writing my novel, I was doing it full time and I was doing it from home. And one of the things that I found very helpful was to go to writing classes.
Oh.
And I tried to go to like cheaper ones because, you know, they were kind of expensive, and I was, as a writer, I didn't have a lot of money coming in.
I don't imagine most writers do.
Yeah. So I went to community college classes. I went to 826 Valencia. I think the 826 program is there in every big city right now. There's one in Chicago, one in New York, one in LA, I believe.
Yeah, and they're really cool because they have shops attached. Like, we have a pirate shop with ours. The New York one is a superhero shop. The Chicago one, I believe, is a spy shop. I don't know about the other ones.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing. And while you do have to pay some money to attend their panels, the money goes back to an incredibly good cause, which is to after-school programs for children, and mostly underprivileged children. So you know that you're at least putting the money into like helping your community. So you should go to those. And you know, in a writing class, it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. Everyone around you is an aspiring writer.
Oh, this is so true. I mean, people who hate writing aren't really going to show up, are they?
Yeah. So, so that's, I think, my top way of meeting other writers, especially if you want to have like a method that has no errors at all. You know, if you only want to talk exclusively to writers, this would be a good way to start.
Sounds good to me. But say there aren't any writing classes in my area, or my budget doesn't permit me to take writing classes.
You know, the other thing that I think for that is what has also given me quite a bit of success, which is attend literary readings.
Like some author going to Borders and reading.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. To your local bookshop. You just turn up there and find a seat right up in front, and you can, of course, make friends with the reader, which is like the person who's reading at Borders.
Oh, yes.
Or I've noticed that very few non-writers go to these events.
Is that so?
Yeah. So if you'll end up sitting next to another writer, or, you know, the mom or the dad of the published author. So regardless, you'll probably have like a literary connection with the person who's sitting next to you.
I see. I hadn't thought about that. That's pretty crafty, Pia. You know where to find them.
I know. I've been doing it for a while. The other way that hasn't really worked very well for me is to join a book club.
Oh, yeah.
I have never met a book club group which is not made up of aspiring writers.
If people, really?
If people will spend their weekend or weekday evening talking about writing, chances are that they are trying to be writers themselves.
That's true. And I think that even if you are in a book club with people who are not necessarily dedicated writers, just the process of pulling apart a novelist's work and saying, you know, this is what I liked and this is why I liked it, is going to give you a lot of ideas as a writer and help you work through a lot of devices to figure out what is powerful and what isn't.
Absolutely, absolutely. So book clubs is a really, really good way to go. And I've seen a bunch of book clubs. Some book clubs are just murder mystery oriented or just literary fiction oriented.
Oh my gosh, really?
And so depending on what it is that you're trying to write, you might want to join a book club.
I would want to do one of just the Hannah Swenson murder mystery books.
Oh, wow.
Do you know about them?
No, I don't.
They're always titled around a dish, like apple turnover murder or cream pie murder. And they always, there are recipes at the end of almost every chapter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
They're great. You should check them out indeed.
And the last method I had was to attend your local library events.
Oh, of course.
So the library events very often have all of these things. They have book clubs, they have literary readings, they have writing classes.
Yeah, and it's kind of a combination of everything.
Yeah, and they're free. And chances are, if it's your local library, it's really close to you.
Yeah.
So you have no excuses whatsoever. So you can get yourself to a library and attend whatever event they're putting on and start a conversation with the person next to you.
I feel so equipped to hunt writers right now. I can go out and find them whenever I want, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the amazing thing is that with so many communities out there, they're just hiding in plain sight. You just have to know where to look. I'm so glad you shared this because I didn't really know where to start before.
No, I think that this is kind of like one of those ways of going forward when you're trying to be a writer yourself and you definitely want to meet people offline. For online, of course, you know, we know that HubPages is a wonderful community for online writers.
Indeed.
But if you want to meet someone face-to-face, these might be ways that you could consider.
Yes. Although on HubPages we do have ways to meet people that you know on
true.
The site face-to-face. We have these meetings called Hub Meets, where we use the Meetup platform to schedule gatherings of local Hubbers in your area. And the way that that works is you start a Hub Meet in your town and then wait for a certain number of people to sign up and say they're interested, and then you can pick a date and get together. And we have a couple of Hubbers who've done this, and it's been pretty cool, and it's a good way to meet people who've been commenting on your articles or your, you know, chapters in the book that you're working on or your poetry in person. It's been really exciting for people, so we hope to see some more of those. And we do encourage you to get to know better the people who you interact with a lot on the site, because there are so many amazing writers on HubPages. It's so inspiring just to read their work and to see how supportive everyone is. So that is an alternative if you don't want to go to, or don't, you know, want something more than just going to your library, going to book readings, joining a book club, or going to any sort of writing class, which those all just sound like a lot of fun, actually. Even though I'm not really much of a writer, I'd love to do all of those things more. Your advice is always so helpful.
Well, thank you, Simone. I hope it's helpful for Hubbers as well. And I hope they write back to tell us what they thought.
Yeah, you can send your comments, maybe where you find writers, to podcast@hubpages.com. I'd be curious to know if there's some other, you know, place like, oh, well, you know, always go to Toys R Us because that's where the writers are. I don't know. Is there some strange place where you've seen writers? Tell us about it. Or if there's a subject you would like us to cover in a future podcast, we'd also love to hear about that since we're always wondering what people need help with and we want to help you. So email any advice on that too to podcast@hubpages.com. Until we meet again, happy writing time!